Okay, brand new perek. Perek HaSocher Es HaUmnin. The sixth perek of Maseches Bava Metzia. It's on Daf Ayin Hamed Beis, Tehillah Ayin Vav. And today's share is sponsored by Avraham and Chavi Khan, Lila Nishmas Moshe Eliezer Ben Binyamin HaKohen. And we begin. HaSocher Es HaUmnin. If somebody hires workers, the Tereshit all points out, Umnin means a skilled worker. Right, a skilled worker, like a shoemaker or a tailor, one of these skilled workers. A poel is a schlepper. A poel is an unskilled. Okay, Tos has a whole discussion. Are we talking about a guy who's hired for the day? Are we talking about a guy who's hired for the job? Irrelevant. Sochus or umnen, a guy hires a worker. Okay, and the hitu ze ezeh, and they deceive one another. Who deceives who? So we're going to have five answers in the Gemara. Who's deceiving who? But then no one started working yet. So therefore, ein lahem ze al ze el tarumos. The only thing you have on each other is complaining. That's all you have. They didn't start working yet. They didn't jilt you in the middle of the job. You didn't. You're the boss. You didn't not pay. None of that. You hired them. You coming tomorrow? Yeah, I'm coming tomorrow. And then they don't show up. So all you have is complaints. Okay. The Tiferes Yisrael says, why didn't it just say such a wordy ein lehem ze al ze el tarumas? Not even the shemayim. This complaint, you have no complaint, you have no tainus, just tainus. There's no obligations, there's no chiyuvim, not even the shemayim, there's no chiyuvim at all. All you have is a complaint. And the Gemara is going to answer, what kind of complaint is that? So we'll see. Why do you have complaints? Why do you have even a complaint? So the Ritva says three reasons. First of all, your word in this industry is special, is important. You said you're going to be there. Well, why didn't you show up? You broke your bond. That's first of all. Second of all, now you got to go hire other people. And third of all, people are going to talk. Why didn't you show up? What's going on over there? Right? So, again, he didn't cost you... This is assuming that it didn't cost you any extra money. There's other workers in the town you could have hired, but maybe a little bit of a tircha. So all you have is a complaint. All you have is complaints. Now we're going to get to the next case where it did cost you now. Sachar es hachamor, if you hire a donkey driver, or es hakader, or a wagon driver, lahavi prifrin, to bring wood, fancy wood that they used to use for a chuppah, the chalilim, or a flute, lekala, for a chasana, or lemeis, or other way around, for a levaya, the toel, and upolin, lahalos, pishtono, mina mishra, or you hired workers to help the flax is soaking in the vat, and you need them to help you, and the Bedavka Ritva says we're talking about two cases, a case where there's a davar ha'avad here. The flax, if the flax isn't addressed, it's going to get worse. Right? If you don't deal with the flax, it's sitting there soaking. If you don't deal with it, it's going to get worse. And also, we came with another case where, nothing to do with that. The davar ha'avad is emotional. There's a chasana, there's a levaya. Imagine a wedding without a band. Right? Imagine such a thing. That's what we're talking about. Right? In the olden days, you used to have wailing at a levaya. So if that was the normal custom, you're not going to have that. That's a different type of davar ha'avad. It's not a monetary loss, it's an emotional loss. Imagine going to a wedding and there's no music. We wouldn't even think that's a wedding. So both all types of davar ha'avad. V'chal davar sha'avad, any davar ha'avad. V'chazru behen makom she'ein sham adam, and there's no replacements. There's no replacements. Now the Mishnah is going to say, well, there is a replacement. Socher alehen. There's a replacement. It's going to cost. In other words, you're going to have to pay through the nose now to get a replacement to fix your flax or to get a replacement band. Last minute, they're going to charge a lot. You have no choice. Oh, maton. Or you can trick the guy who's supposed to be there. You can trick him. How can you trick him? The Gemara will say, you promise him the world. You don't have to give it to him. Promise him. He already promised to come to you. Next case. So in all these cases, you can hire hire who you have to hire, pay through the nose, the difference will be deducted from the first guy. In other words, you, Reuven promised to come. He's come for you in the past. You actually owe money, or you have a deal with him, whatever it is, and now he stiffed you. So now you have to hire Shimon for double the price. Don't worry, Reuven won't pay that double the price. Because Reuven's the one who stiffed you. Okay? Or, you lie to Reuven, you promise him double, and you don't have to give him double. Either way. If someone hires workers, and they don't show up, they retract, they have the lower hand. In other words, what that means they have the lower hand is, let's say you have to hire another worker, and it's going to cost you more. They're paying for it. Let's say the price of workers goes down. They don't gain by that. Let's say then you can pay them the lower price. Let's say the price goes up. They could demand a bigger price. They're not getting it. Why? Because all their fault. They get the raw end of every deal. And the same thing in Balabai's Chozer. If the owner is the one who retracted, you're the Balabai's Chozer. He's always on the bottom. In other words, let's say the price of workers goes down. Ooh, now I can get cheap. No, you promised them before. Or the price of workers goes up, they're still going to get the cheaper price. Why? They're not going to get the cheaper price. Either way, they're going to get the worst end of the deal. Why? Because they're the ones who retracted. If you ever retract, you're the Balabai's Chozer. Call him a shana yodal tachtona. If you're given a job and you change it, you're also on the tachtona. You're also on the bottom end of the deal. Call a chozibo yodal tachtona. And anybody who retracts is also on the bottom end of the deal. Okay, that's the Mishnah. Now the Mishnah said chazru ze bazel lo katoni. The Mishnah did not say that they retracted on each other. It said elahitu ze ze. Right, the opening line. The opening line was, if workers hitu ze eze. How did I translate that? What did I say? They deceived one another. Right? They didn't deceive one another. What does that mean? There are going to be five answers in the Gemara what that means. Answer number one is, we're not talking about the workers and the balabas deceiving each other. Right? What did I say? It wasn't me. The Ritva said it. That first case of the Mishnah was, there were other workers available. There's no down. They didn't cause you any monetary loss. All they caused you was a little bit of tircha. So we say, ein lehem el tarumos. All you have is complaints. All you can do is complain. Right? Hitu zeze. Ela hitu zeze. Says the first answer in the Gemara. The atu polim ahadadi. The workers deceived each other. That's not the balabas. The workers deceived each other. Hechidami. What's the case? Workers deceived each other. What's the case? The case is, the Amrule Balabayas, the Balabayas says to a shliach, he says to the foreman, Zil Eiger Li Palim, go hire me any workers. Go hire me workers, I need schleppers. V'azal Ihu V'it Inhu. And that foreman goes ahead and deceives the workers. Hey Chidomi, how did he deceive the workers? Id Amrule Balabayas Ba'arba, if the Balabayas said to the foreman, go get me workers. I'm willing to pay $4 for them. V'azal ihu, and he goes the foreman, amalahu betlasa, and says, I'll hire you for three. Anybody want to work for this guy? He's offering three. Then tarumos ma'avidite. Why do you have complaints? Savor v'kibble. You thought it over. You took the job. What kind of complaint do you have? What's your complaint? One of the five answers is going to be, no, you have a complaint. Because the guy didn't give you an extra dollar. The foreman, right? We're going
to
have a...
This is set to them in advance before they got into the car?
Yeah. This is talking about...
But then they agreed.
That's exactly what the Gemara says.
Why would there be any complaints to it?
That's what the Gemara is asking. Is that what you're telling me? Why would there be a complaint? They thought it over and they took the job. You want the job, guys, or not? Yes, we'll take the job. What do you have a complaint? The opening line of the Mishnah was, if people deceive each other, then all you have is complaints. There's no monetary recourse. All you have is complaints. So what does that mean, all you have is complaints? What's the case? So the case is not that the balabas and the workers deceived each other. No. The workers themselves deceived each other. So the Gemara said, what's the case? The foreman told the guys less than what the boss was offering. Then what's the complaint? They accepted it.
Id amale balabas bitlasa.
If the complaint's the other way. That what happened? The balabas said, I'll pay three. The azal ihu amaluhu arba. And now the foreman says, anybody want to come? He's paying four. kind of complaint is that? Hechidam, what's the case? Id amalahu sechar hemalai. If the foreman said, I'll pay the four, then nasiv lahu mididei. He's got to pay the four. Yeah, the Baal Bas will give three. He's got to give the extra one. That's what the Rishonim point out. He doesn't have to pay the whole thing. What kind of complaint is that? Who complains for getting paid more? Never heard of that yet, right? The Tanya, the Brisa says this. Hasocher es hapoel. If somebody hires a worker, lasos bishelo, to work in his own field, v'herehu bishel chaveiro, for some reason, they end up going to the neighbor's field. Nosin lo scharo mishalim. You have to pay the workers full whatever you promised them. V'chazav v'noto mabalabas, masha henenu. But then you can go to the owner of that field and get the schar hana. In other words, I promised you to come for $4, and I thought it would come to my field. We ended up going to my neighbor's field, and we plow my neighbor's field. I have to pay the worker what I promised him, and I can knock on my neighbor's door and say, "You know, I plowed your field. You have to pay me for that." In America, it's not the law. I mean, let's say I have nothing to do with it. So I'll go paint your house. You didn't ask me. You didn't hire me. I'll paint your house. Then I knock on the door. By the way, pay me for painting the house. So who asked you to paint the house? That doesn't work like that in America. Imagine if that did work in America. Imagine what would be going on here. There's no such law like that. There's no such rule like that. You can't do that. Well, you got to know you have a brand new house. But I didn't hire you. Right? I didn't hire you. You can't do that. So there's no contract. You can't have a one-sided contract. So it says to Gemara, what? Don't worry, there are cases about this. There are cases about this. There are cases about it. Right? Imagine if that would be the law in America. Imagine if that would be the rule. You'd be much better off, right? So in halacha, that is the rule. The guy has to pay for the hana you gave. I didn't hire you, but he got hana. So again, the workers are getting paid. That's the bottom line here. The workers are getting paid. It happens to be that the owner now can go knock on the door and say, you know, we came to the wrong house, but you still have to pay us. Right, we came to the wrong house. You still have to pay. The bottom line is you have a painted house. You have to pay me for that. But what do you see from this story? You see from this story that what? If the foreman makes a promise, he has to keep his promise to the workers. Again, with the complaint. So the Gemara says, no, lo tzricha, the complaint is as follows. The amalahu, tzicharchem al balabayis, the amalahu, tzicharchem al balabayis. No, the foreman said that the balabas is going to pay. That's what the foreman said. So the balabas is going to pay. He never said that. He said three. The foreman lied and said, the balabas is paying four. So says the Gemara, and then the lawyer has a complaint. The balabas says, I never said that. So basically, the foreman and the workers are complaining against each other. But you know what? There's nothing we can do. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. V'lechzi polim hechi mitagri. Let's see how much workers get paid. Was the promise legitimate? Don't worry, there's a guy out there, he's charging, he's giving 10. Nobody gives 10. No one gets paid $1 million to paint houses. So what kind of, they must have known it was a joke. So the Gemara says, no, lo tzricha de'ika de'metagra ba'arva, de'ika de'metagra b'tlasa. Some guys higher get paid 3, some guys get paid 4. Not a set price, it fluctuates a little bit. The amrule, this is what the complaint is. E lav da'amartalon ba'arva, had you not told us you're paying 4, matrachin umatagrin on ba'arva, we would have held out for the guy who's paying 4. We know some guys get paid 4. We would have held out for that. We went to you because you told us that the Baal Bas is giving 4. That's not an overcharge. That's a premium. That's the good guys pay that price. The cheap ones pay 3. You told us it's 4. Now we can't have a taina on 3. Why not? It's also the going rate. But we would never have taken the job. So we have a complaint against you. That's answer number one. What? So the foreman said, the Baal Bas said. The Baal Bas said, I never said that. 3, 100%, I'm paying you right now, I'll pay you 3. So the Baal Bas is out of the picture. They have a complaint against the foreman. That's what the Mishnah says. You deceive each other, all you have is a complaint, nothing more than a complaint. Okay?
But the complaint really is I understand, in other words, it's directed towards the foreman, but really the money would come from the Baal Bas.
The Baal Bas is going to pay 3. The foreman said, So they have a complaint against him. Why did he say that? He wouldn't have said that. If he wouldn't have said that, then they would have gone. They would have gone taking this job. Okay. Answer number two. Eboisei, another answer. Hacha over here, the balabayas askirin. We're talking about the workers themselves are balabatim. The workers themselves are balabatim. They have their own fields. So why'd they go take the job? The armale, e lavda martalam ba'arba, if you wouldn't have told us it's four, have a zilabun milsalat gure. We're not to belittle ourselves. We have our own fields. Hey, you gave such a good price, I'll get down off my high horse and I'll go work in that field. That's because you told us it's four. I never would have done that otherwise. Okay? Answer number three. Really, we're talking about regular farm workers. Now, these guys are not fancy guys that have their own fields, right? Regular workers. The Amrulay. And they said as follows. Kivon damartalon ba'arba. Since you, listen to this answer. Since you told us you're paying us four. You said four. Tarchin and Vavdin alecha avidata shapirta. We did such a good job. We were so not lazy. Paying us such good price. We worked so hard, so much. But had you given us three, we wouldn't have worked so hard. So that's the complaint.
This now doesn't make sense. This now sounds like they're getting the money after they've done the job.
Right. Maybe they are.
But the original one, that's the deception. They thought that they were getting something else. The first case is not.
What do you mean?
First case, they work. The guy pulled up to the
site.
To the train station. He said, "I need workers. I'm giving you three." They said three. They got the car, and he's good.
Right. Then, when the job is over, at the end of the day, he knew where's the three? No, four.
No.
Where's the four?
No. Yes. The Balabai said four.
The Balabai said three.
First case. Go back to the first.
Go back to the first one? The first answer, you mean?
Yeah.
The first answer was
said four.
The Balabai said three. The foreman said four.
Okay.
And then at the end of the day, they come to the Balabas, knew where's the four. He says, "I didn't say four, I said three."
Fine, but he's being changed around.
That's a different answer. Yeah, it's a different answer.
No. The deception is now that he's actually telling them they're not getting what they thought they were getting.
Right. But they're getting a fair price. So they can't have a complaint.
Yeah, you can complain, but the original agreement was for a different price. They're all different agreements. Now they're all coming subsequently after they've done their job already. It's a whole different case.
Yeah, this sounds like
this is after the fact, all these cases now.
Maybe. Okay. It could be.
That's not how the march started off.
Right, we're talking about schleppers.
So we are.
Yes, we're switching it out. Right, we're trying to explain what did the Gemara mean when it said
that
there's a deception, and all you have is a complaint. You don't have any monetary recourse, just complaining.
But there's a complaint here because they thought they were getting something else.
What?
There is a complaint here. This is perfectly partial because they thought they were getting something else.
So you're saying it should be more than a complaint?
It is. They're not going with the original agreement. Whether it's in their benefit, whether it's a detriment, it doesn't make a difference. They're not getting the original agreement.
Yeah, this is
I understand. They're not exactly because the foreman lied to them. The foreman deceived them.
Yeah, but this is more than the Hindus asked.
Pasha, what's Pasha?
That is a problem. Exactly what the Mishnah says. It is the problem.
Oh, so the assumption is that they should know what the going rate is.
That's the assumption?
Yes. Yes, so they know if someone comes, the going rate's 3 or 4, the guy offers 20. They should know it's baloney. No one pays 20. There's a little bit of an or not issue here. So some say you see from here, there's no or not by Poland. There's no or not by Poland. Some say you see from here, otherwise it'd be or not. What do you mean? You overcharge, you undercharge. There's no or not by Poland. Just like there's no or not by Karka, there's no or not by Poland. Some say that, you see from this Gemara. So they should have had some idea. So now the question is, well, 3 and 4 are both normal. So then you're right. 3 and 4 are both normal. Therefore, all you have is a complaint. That's what the Gemara is saying. Right, you're asking very good. My answer makes sense?
No, your answer makes sense. Just
so the Gemara asked a similar question of what you're asking. V'lechzia v'detayu. Why don't you go look at the job? If the job is packed, it's so spectacular, maybe they should get the four. So the Gemara says, no, Berifka, we're talking about they dug a hole. So what are you going to see? How beautiful they dug the hole? So the Gemara says, oh, Berifka namim yadi yadi. You could do that, even by digging a hole. So the Gemara says, no, there's a kulei maya. It's all full of water, velo yadi. You can't tell anymore. So therefore we don't know. So therefore, you hear what the complaint is? Had I known you were only giving me 3, I would have taken the job, because it's a fair price. I wouldn't have worked so hard. I would have been much more lazy. Now that I took the job, you told me 4, I worked really hard, I wanted to be very impressive. And that's a complaint. Answer number 4. Ibo Yisema, another answer. La'olam da'amalei balabai is ba'arba. Really, the owner said 4. Va'azal ihu amalahu b'tlasa. And the worker told, the foreman told them 3. V'kitamarta, but we said, Savar v'kibble. They thought it over, and they accepted. What kind of complaint is that? They accepted. The Gemara says, no, da'amalei, because they could say to the foreman, Les lach al timna tov mi bailov. Why don't we apply that, don't withhold good to the Baal? In other words, why didn't you tell us? Why did you do that to us? That's the complaint. The complaint is he cheated us out of a dollar. Why'd you do that? Makes sense. Says Rashi, Al Timna tov mi bailov, pasuk hu b'mishle. It's a pasuk in Mishle. What's Rashi telling you that for? Because we have a little aleph on a little aleph, and you look at the little aleph, it says Mishle Gimel Chav Zayin. Rashi didn't have that little aleph. The guy who invented that little aleph came after Rashi. So Rashi looked at this pasuk. Rashi looked at this and said, "Oh, that's a pasuk in Mishle." Why'd Rashi telling you that? Because Al Timna tov mi bailov, don't withhold the good to the Baal. Rashi scratched his head and said, wait a minute. The only one gaining here is the Baal. Because the Baal was generous. He said 4, and it turns out he only has to pay 3. Why? Because the foreman told him 3. The Baal is the only one who does gain over here. So it's incorrect words. It should have said, Al Timna tov mi polim. Why'd you hold it back the good to us? Says Rashi, no, it's a pasuk in Mishle. It's a pasuk in Mishle. Yeah, it's the closest pasuk we could find to this type of topic. And Hanami, the Baal's the only one who gained. So Rashi had to point that. No, it's a pasuk in Mishle. You hear where Rashi said that? Unbelievable. That's what Rashi had to say. It's a pasuk in Mishle. You can't. Otherwise, this makes no sense. If you wouldn't know it's a pasuk in Mishle, this makes no sense. Don't hold that good to the Baal. The Baal's the only one who did get good. He did good to the Baal. He got the Baal cheaper prices. Right? So says Rashi, no, it's a pasuk in Mishle. Don't have such a kasha. Okay? Next. Okay, before we get to the fifth answer, we've got a whole tangent now until we get to answer number 5. Pshita, it's pashut. This is a little, that's not hard, you have to hold cup. E amalei balabas bitlasa. If the balabas would have said, I'm willing to pay 4. Va'azal ihu. I'm willing to pay 3. Va'azal ihu. And the foreman goes. And the foreman goes and says, the balabas is offering 4. The amri le, and the workers say, kimosha amar balabayis, will take this job, whatever the balabas said. Daite alive, they have in mind what the foreman said. In other words, the cheaper price. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara. They have in mind the cheaper price. What? Yeah, that's what Rashi says. They have in mind the cheaper price. They're willing to take 3. Why'd they say that for? Why'd they say that line for? Whatever the balabas said, the balabas did not say 3. The balabas said 4. It's just an acknowledgement that we acknowledge that you, Mr. Foreman, are the shliach of the balabas. That's all it means. Really? They'll take 3. And that's pshita, says the Gemara. Pshita. All the way around, not so pashut. Ella, I amalei balabas ba'arba. If the balabas said, I'll pay 4. Va'azal ihu. And the foreman went along. Amalei tlasa. And said, I'll anybody want to work for 3? Va'amru. And then these workers say, kimasha amar balabas. We'll take the job, whatever the balabas said. Mai. What's the halacha? Adibura dide kasamchi. Are they relying on the words of the shliach, of the foreman? The amri le, and what they're saying is, mehem nislan, the hachar balabas, we believe you, this is what the balabas really said. Oh, Dilmore, maybe not, dibur di balabas kasamchi. They're only relying on the words of the balabas. How are we going to answer this question? We're going to answer this question from left field from Gittin, and the Gemara is going to say, no, you can't answer it from left field from Gittin, and we're not going to answer the question. Toshma, we'll answer from left field from Gittin. Havali Giti. If a woman says, go bring me my get, what does that mean? A woman can't say that. She has no power to get a get. What it means is, Havali Giti, go to the Baal, go to my husband, and tell my husband that if he's interested in making you a shliach to bring me the get, that's fine by me. That's the only thing she could say. What else could she say? Right? There's another thing she could say. She could say as follows. When the husband shliach knocks on the door, and she says, who is it? And he says, it's me, your husband, I'm here with a get. She could tell the shliach to go get it. That she could do. A shliach le Kabbalah. She can't, but that she can do. That's not what she did. She sent the shliach, it's called a shliach l'halacha. You can go to my husband, stand there all day long, and tell him that it's okay by me if he appoints you to be his shliach to bring it to me. That's okay. What's the difference between a shliach l'halacha and a shliach l'kabbalah? If it's a shliach l'halacha, she's not divorced till the get reaches her hand. She didn't point to the shliach. If it's a shliach l'kabbalah, she's divorced when the get reaches the shliach's hand. Right? Because the husband's at the door with a get. She says, I'm not coming down to see you. I'll send my shliach. So the minute the shliach gets it, it's like it's her yad, she's divorced. Okay? So she says to the guy, I'll make you a shliach l'halacha, which is really nothing. It's really nothing. Right? That's really nothing. The ishtich, and he goes, this guy, and says to the husband, the ishticha amra hiskabe ligiti. Your wife made me into a shliach to catch the get. To accept the get. She did no such thing. Right? She did no such thing. He lied. Vihu omer, the husband says, Helech kemasha amra. Whatever she said, I'll make you. Whatever she said. Right? I'm going to give you the get on whatever terms she said. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Baravua, Amar Rav, Afil higiget liyada, ena megureshes. Even if the get reaches her hand, she's not divorced. So what happened? The husband writes the get, he gives it to this guy. This guy goes back to the wife, gives it to her. She's not divorced. Right? She's not divorced at all. Why is she not divorced? Shma mina, what do you see from here? Adibura didei kasamach. She's relying on the words of the shliach. Right? The shliach said, the shliach lied. The shliach said, I'm here as a shliach l'kabbalah, which is not even true. I'm here as a shliach l'kabbalah. He said, whatever she said. What did he mean by that, whenever she said? Whatever she said. What he meant was, whatever you said. Right? Whatever you said, Mr. Shliach. You're the one who said you're a shliach l'kabbalah. If that's the case, I'll give it to you. He means whatever you said. Because if we think that what he meant was whatever the wife really said, then she would be divorced. She'd be divorced if she got it. If that's what he meant, if he meant to say whatever my wife said, then he's a sheikh la'olacha, she'd be divorced when she gets it. Rav said, or Rav Nachman here said, it's not true. She's not divorced. If she's not divorced, then when the husband made a statement, whatever my wife said, he didn't mean that. He meant, whatever you say. So too, when workers say, whatever the Baal HaBos said, they didn't really mean that. They mean, whatever the foreman said. You hear? You hear this proof from what field? Right? Amar Rav Ashi, says Rav Ashi, what are you talking about? Hachi Hashta. Of course not. Bishloma. Now, why the Gemara has to do this? This is a classic Gemara to tell you all the negatives. Bishloma, it makes sense. Ipcha. Had the case been the exact opposite, then it would make a lot of sense. We're going to say now it makes no sense. You know why? You know the reason why she's not divorced? The reason she's not, I'll give you the punch right now. The reason she's not divorced is not because he's relying on the shliach. And therefore, yes, because he's relying on the shliach and the shliach law. That's not why. The reason she's not divorced is because the shliach is not a shliach. He's pashut not a shliach. And if you're not a shliach, you can't be divorced. That's why. Has nothing to do with he's thinking the wife, the shliach. Nothing to do with all that. The shliach changed the terms of the shlichas. She told him, I'm appointing you to be A. She's not really an appointment. It's really nothing. So I'm okay if he appoints you. I'm okay if my husband... She has no power to say that anyway. She doesn't have to agree to that. She doesn't have to agree to be... that the shliach is appointed by the husband. She doesn't have to agree to that. But she's just, obviously she's expressing her interest. I wish my husband would divorce me. That's what she's really saying. And I wouldn't mind if he made you the shliach. Why? Because you I know, you I like. We have all those gemaras, right? She wouldn't be embarrassed. So you I like, go to him. Maybe he'll agree to do it. That's all she meant. And the guy, the shliach, totally changes the whole story. Once he changes the whole story, the shlichus is canceled. That's why there's no divorce. It has nothing to do with, well, what do you mean? Who did he believe? It has nothing to do with all that. So it's not comparable at all. Says the Gemara, Bishlomo, it would make sense. If the exact opposite would be, Hiskaba Ligiti, she said to him, go to my husband, I appoint you a shliach to accept the get. I know he's writing it right now. He sent me a telegram, his mom is writing it up, go get it. Go get that get for me. Vishdacha Amra, and if he goes to the husband and lies, Vishdacha Amra, and he lies and says, Havali Giti, she said that if you're interested, she'd be willing to have me deliver the get for her, for you on your behalf, she wouldn't mind that. V'hu Omer, he says, Helech Kamasha Amra, whatever she said, V'amr of Nachman, Amar Rabba Baravua, Amar Rabba, she get liyado migureshet, she is divorced. Why? Because what he said didn't ruin anything. What did he say? He said that I'll make you, if it's okay with you, it's okay with the wife, she's okay if you appoint me a shliach to go bring it to her. But anyway, she appointed him a shliach like Abala. Anyway, she did that. So what he said doesn't make a difference. Therefore, Alma, what do you see from here? That dibura didaka sama. We're relying on her. Inami or, mishigia get liyada. When the get reaches her hands, migureshes, Alma, tadibur di dekasamach. He's relying on the shliach. Either way, whatever he says, it makes no difference. The minute she gets the get, they're divorced. Why? Because she appointed him like that. Ella hasam, but over here, the reason why we said it was no good is mishum the akar shliach l'shichuse, l'gamri. The shliach completely uprooted the shlichus. The amale, shliach l'kabana havina, l'halacha lo havina. The shliach says, I'm appointed a sheikh la Kabbalah, not a sheikh la Halacha. That's absolutely not true. Therefore, there is no shlichus. Therefore, it's irrelevant what he's thinking, what he said, what she said. It makes no difference. And therefore, it's not a raya at all to our case. Our case was when a worker says, when the foreman says, the Baal Bas said one thing. And it turns out it's not true, and the worker said, well, whatever the Baal Bas said, what do they mean by that? Did they mean whatever the Baal Bas said, or did they mean whatever the foreman said? Well, we'll bring a raya by Gittin. No, by Gittin, not a raya. Because by Gittin, the tzlichus has been uprooted. Here, nothing has been uprooted. Just, who did they rely on? Okay? Answer number five is what it means in the Mishnah when it says they hit to zed. They trick one another. So, Ibai Zema, Hai Tana, Chazrunami, Hitu Karile. No, meaning going back on your word is the same thing as called hitu, the Tanya. We're going to have a long brisa now that all you're going to see is, from this brisa, that retracting your promise is the same thing as deceiving. And it could even be from the owner to the workers. Till now, it was the workers to each other. Now it's the owner to the workers. Hatzlachor, so omnin, if somebody hires workers, for hitu es balabayis, and the balabayis deceives them, oh balabayis hitu osan, or they deceive the balabas, ein lahem zelze elatarumos. All you have is complaints. Again, we're talking about a case where there are other workers available. So all it was a setback. Didn't cost you anything. When is all that true? Shelo holchu. They didn't start the job yet. Abo holchu. But if they've started the job, chamarim. They brought the donkeys. But velo matzatvua. There was no produce to schlep. Why? Because they were deceived. Or polim. Polim, they come down to the field to start working. The field's flooded, nothing for them to do. But they already schlepped down, they took the train down to the site. Noosilhem scharan mishalim. You have to pay them full price. Why? Because they went down to the job site already. Aval ena doma haba to and labor rekon. Right? Osim lacha liyoshev batal. There's no difference. You can't compare doing a full day's work, which is a nice good salary, to getting paid because they didn't show up and they're going to sit around and do nothing. Right? You're going to give them something. You're going to give them some job. I'll pay you for the 2 hours. I'm not paying you for 8 hours. Right? I'll pay you. You're right. I did slap you down here. I'm sorry. I did deceive you. I'll have to pay for that. I'm not paying you for a full day's work. When is all that true? Did they manage to start working? They actually started working? We evaluate. What did you do today? For example, Kiblu kamaliktar b'shnei slayim. They agreed to harvest the field for two slayim is eight dinner. That's all you need to know. Two slayim, they did it. Kartzuru chetia. They did half the field now. Finichu chetia, and they left. Then they walked off the job in the middle. Or beged le'erog b'shnei slayim. They agreed to tailor the shirt for two slayim. Argu chetio. They did half. Vinicho chetio, and the other half they didn't do. They left in the middle. Shamar lehem es masha asu. Then what did you do? Whatever you did, I'll pay you for half the job. Here's the kicker. Hayayafa shisha dinrim. Now it went up. The second half, we said that two slaves ate dinrim. So they did half the job. That should be four dinrim. Right? And what's the other half going to cost? Another four. But now the price went up. Now the other half is six. Now the other half is six dinrim. So this job went from eight to ten. Right? Whose fault is that? The worker's fault. Nosin lohem sela. You give them a sela. You give them the four that they're entitled to. Oh, yigru malachton. Oh, they can finish the job. V'yitnu shnei slayim. And they'll get the two slayim. V'im sela, nosin lohem sela. If they work for a sela, you give them a sela. Rabdosi omer. This is much more machmer. No. Shama lohem asha asid lehoaseis. You see what the whole job is going to cost. Hayyafa shisha. If the whole job is going to cost six more now, meaning now it's a total of ten, then nosin lehem shekel. You'll give them a shekel. What's a shekel? Two dinars. You don't give them four dinars. You give them two dinars. Why? Because you have to pay more now to have the job done. And if you penalize them, then it costs you more. Why? Yadav al sachtona. You penalize them, you're not paying more, they're getting paid less. I don't think it makes a difference at all. I don't think it makes a difference. No, I don't think it makes a difference. In other words, the whole job now costs 10. I'm sorry. The whole job now... Yeah, the whole job now... The second half of the job is going to cost 6. We're making you a total of 8. How do we do that? They only get 2 now. Why? They walked off in the middle. They're getting punished. Oh, you're going to relax on Vitlan Shnei Slime. If they finish the job, they get 2 slime. The Gemara tomorrow is going to ask, what does that mean? That's obvious. If you're selling, not selling, I'm selling. When is all this true? That there's no loss. Nothing's going to happen if it waits till tomorrow. But if it's going to be a loss, you can pay them whatever you have to, omit them, or you could lie to them. Ketzad, for example, Ketzad Matan, Amalehem, Sela Kitatilchem. Yeah, I promised you a Sela, but take 2 Sela if you stay. Don't leave the job. If you leave the job, it's going to cost me, you can't leave in the middle, I'll pay you whatever you want. So ad kama socha aleim, how much can you do this? Ad abar v'chamishim zuz, you can go for promise them 40-50. You're not going to have to give them 40-50. You're going to have to give them what you promised. But they can't leave the job. If you leave the job, it's going to be dover oven. B'med davar murim, when is all this true? This man she ain't from Poland, Liskar. There's no one else to hire. Avo yesh from Poland, Liskar. But if you can go down to the train and get another 50 guys, then v'omar tzev v'schar me'elu, ein laham aleim el tarumas. All you have is complaints. Why? Because then there's no downside. A little tircha to run to the train station, the Gemara doesn't assume that's such a tircha. Tony Tanaka made the Rav, nosin lehem schara mishalim. Right? It said, we just read that if you give them the schar, you have to give them the full schar. So Amalei Habibi Omar, Habibi, my uncle, Rav Chia said, Ilu anahava. Had I been there, lo havi hivna lehen elak a pole bottle. I would have given them like a pole bottle. A guy doesn't do anything, why is he getting a full salary? You say you give them a full salary? So everyone, they ask now in Rav, what are you talking about? Valak Tani. But it said, You can't compare working a full day to not working a full day. Right? Also Malach Yoshiv Batal. You can't compare. So the Gemara answers, no, lo saime kame. He didn't finish the brisa. He was so excited with this halacha that he jumped to make his statement before hearing the half of the second half. The second half was exactly what Rav said. Yeah, we don't pay full salary. We pay whatever you did. You work for 2 hours, we'll pay you 2 hours. Rav says, oh, Rav Chia would be there. My uncle would be there. He'd never agree to this. He would say this is crazy. Right? The answer is exactly what we did say. We did say it's crazy, but he didn't finish the brisa. Ikadi Amri, Sami Kamei. No, he did finish the brisa. Varechi Kamar Habibi. Here's what he meant to say. Habibi Amri, Ihaviyana, had I been there, lo havi yehevna le klal. I wouldn't have given him anything. Vata Marta, Kapol, Batal. You tell me he gets 2 hours work? By the way, Elakasha Hach. But it's a kasha. The Bryce didn't say that. The Bryce said that you not could get paid the 2 hours. How could Rav say that Rav Chia would say you don't get paid anything? Lo kasha, not a kasha. Hab da asur la'ara me'urta. Now, if you came the night before, the workers came the night before, and saw that the whole thing is flooded, they should know, I don't have to show up tomorrow. There's nothing to do. You showed up, if you're on your own time, I'm not paying for that. I'm not paying for that. And that's what Rav Chiya meant to say. In the other case, when did Rav say they could get the 2 hours? Either the owner didn't inform them, or they had no way of knowing. They show up the next day with the truck, and there's nothing to schlep. Why? Because the owner deceived them. So how are they supposed to know that? You know what? Then they're entitled to get paid for those few hours of work. And that's the difference between Rav Chiya and that brisa. Okay, we'll resume. We'll stop here, and we will pick up again on Monday. Everyone have a good Shabbos.